Hello everybody. I thought I would share some amusing stories with you today. I haven't been all of you in a while. But you may know that every year the Darwin Awards are given. And the Darwin Awards are for people who have died or been horribly injured because they were being stupid in a really quite profoundly stupid way. So here's some which I thought were quite amusing from this year, and one from a couple of years ago. They're not all deaths, actually, but they are all very, very stupid. So, first was a guy who had his finger cut off in a meat grinding machine, made the insurance claim, but that isn't the Darwin Award, no. The Darwin Award went for the insurance inspector who came out, looked at the machine, cut his own finger off with it, and then, you know, basically approved the claim for both himself and the guy originally involved. Another one was a guy had a whole load of mentally disabled patients on their way to a psychiatric institution in a bus. Bus stopped for petrol. Guy left the door open so they could have some fresh air. All the patients escaped. And the guy was quite resourceful. What he did was he started offering free rides to all the people that went to the petrol station on his bus, put them in a bus, drove the bus to the psychiatric hospital, got out, locked the doors, and told the hospital that all the patients were highly agitated and quite dangerous and would need to be sedated as soon as possible. It was 2 days before the hospital found out that they were the wrong patients. Another guy walked into a convenience shop in America, pulled a gun, tried to shoot over the shop assistant's head. Gun didn't work. So he fiddled with the gun quite a bit, looked into the barrel and pulled the trigger again and blew his head off. My favourite story, which was a few years ago now. So two guys in Alaska decide to go fishing in the winter. Now, for those of you who don't know, Alaska gets very, very icy lakes. The ice is, you know, feet thick, and you put a hole in it and you fish through the ice and you catch fish. So they drove a nice new rental hire car out onto the ice with their dog into the middle of this big icy lake, miles away from anyone, and started to pickaxe the ice. And nothing happened because the ice is feet thick and they realised we can't get through this. So one guy says, look, I've got some dynamite in the trunk of the car. Let's use that. Okay. So they get the dynamite, they light the fuse, and they throw the dynamite onto the ice, making sure, of course, they're standing well back. At this point, the dog goes, "Oh, fetch!" and runs and gets the dynamite in its mouth. Now, the men are understandably quite worried, so they start shouting at the dog. The dog runs towards them, thinking this is a great game. The men are now very, very scared, so they shoot near the dog. The dog doesn't really understand what's going on, and it runs faster towards them. At this point, the men are really, really scared, and they reason the only thing to do is to kill the dog before it gets to them. So they shoot, but they miss, or rather, they don't kill the dog, they just wound the dog. The dog is very, very scared by now, and it's decided that it doesn't want to come to the men, it just wants to hide. It hides in the only place it can, under the car. The resulting explosion destroys the dog, the ice beneath the car, catapults the car a good few feet into the air. Bear in mind, this is a big four-wheel drive, you know, Range Rover type thing. And the car sinks through the ice and into the lake, never to be seen again. It was days before the men got off the lake and back to civilization. I want to make a movie about that last one. I think it would be brilliant. You could do it with just sound or just pictures as well. Anyway, that's all from me for now. Have a nice day and just be glad you're not that stupid.